Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're breaking out the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending November 1st, 2014. Once upon a time, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, male voices were heard in the top five. All right, it was only 2 months ago, but still, it's been a long time. Let's open the countdown in fifth place, where Tove Lo dips a notch with Habits Stay High. The Swedish singer says she's not good at editing herself. Details are on the way.
You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, 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 high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, ooh.
Tove Lo dips a slot to fifth place with her million-selling single Habits Stay High. In fact, every one of this week's top five songs has gone platinum or multi-platinum here in the United States. Tove Lo says she challenges herself to sing things she probably wouldn't say and says she has a need to put it all out there for people. Iggy Azalea put it all out there during her recent online feud with Snoop Dogg. Her manager, T.I., quickly put an end to the conflict. I'll have details after Black Widow, falling a slot to number four.
I'm gonna love you until you hate me.
Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora back it up a slot to fourth place with Black Widow. Earlier this month, Snoop Dogg touched off a vicious online fight with Iggy, halted only when Iggy's manager T.I. stepped in and phoned Snoop. Details about the conversation are scarce, but no money reportedly changed hands. Well, Jessie J's third album made its U.S. chart debut this week. How did it fare? I'll tell you after Bang Bang, rebounding two slots to number three.
Bang Bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang Bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait for me to let me take you back. Wait for me to tell you. Bang Bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang Bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it. Wait for me to let me take you back. Wait for me to tell you.
It's an up week for Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj as Bang Bang bounces from fifth to third place. Jessie's third album, Sweet Talker, enters in 10th place in the current Billboard 200 pop album chart. This is actually Jessie's second stateside release, as her 2013 set, Alive, never saw the light of day here in the U.S. Speaking of album releases, Taylor Swift is front and center this week with her latest set, 1989. Taylor has a lot riding on this album. I'll explain after Shake It Off.
'Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, I shake it off. A heartbreaker's gonna break, 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 break. And the faker's gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
Taylor Swift spends yet another week in the runner-up slot with Shake It Off. Her 1989 album hits the market this week, and record industry bigwigs are hoping that it does well. To date, album sales are down 14% from last year, and single sales have plunged 13%, this according to Nielsen SoundScan. Not to worry, though, Billboard quotes industry sources as saying 1989 could move between 800,000 and 900,000 first-week copies. That's a lot. Up at number one, give Meghan Trainor a lucky seventh week with All About That Bass. Meghan says the song was meant for someone else. Hold on for more.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor remains your Hot 100 champion for a seventh week with All About That Bass. Meghan says she originally aspired to be a songwriter, not a singer, and she never intended to perform this song. She recorded a demo version, and when record executive L.A. Reid loved her voice, Megan became the star she is today. Well, that's it for now, but be sure and come back next week for more chart action. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.